The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
What sound? I heard it. That's why we're doing tests now. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Shehakol Ne'ireh B'Dvaroi. Test. We're good? Start it up. I don't see the on-air sign, Gershon. What? Seder. What? You know Mandy Werdiger? The singer? Who's he? Can I start? Good morning, Rabbi. Today's shiur is sponsored by Mark Ashkenazi in honor of all the children doing the daf Ashreichem. Even my son joined this one. My 11-year-old Yoel, who's up there. Bezer Hashem, the boys. All right, we're working on it. We brought in a professional yesterday, and Be'ezer Hashem, things will be better. We're also upgrading our camera. We bought these expensive cameras, $1,000 each, but we're going way, way better than that. Be'ezer Hashem, it's all going to be good. Stick with us. This email is from Mendy Werdiger. I sang last week at the Gudasim of Yuma. We had, Baruch Hashem, over 200,000 views. I've been learning Daf Yomi since my days in yeshiva. I started Erevin in 1975. Yes, the other day we had Yogi here. We did four, this is like six cycles worth of Daf Yomi. I joined yeshiva about 2 weeks ago and I absolutely love it. You give new meaning to, listen to this. V'chai bohem, v'loi shiyomuz bohem. You hear that? What a lovely chaburo. I would love to come and sing at the next Siyum on Masechta Sukkim Yirtzeh Hashem Yerushalayim right before Rosh Hashanah. Love to have you. And your brother. Bring your brother also. Okay, even solo. I know. It's great, him by himself. But imagine if we had both of them. I also plugged this year at the Siyum in my shtiebel in Staten Island, New York, Yashur Koyach. Avada. Nachum, you want to get up here and sing a song for him? Listen to this. He plugged the shiur at the shtiebel when he had a chance to plug it with 200,000 views. But okay, we'll take that also. By Yisrael Wettenstein, I started joining your daily shiur now from Sukkah on Torah Anytime. I'm learning new Sukkah with a different program, Avas Torah. I'm able to understand by listening while sitting in traffic on the BQE, the way to work. Us New Yorkers will understand. If I may point out that during the shiur, there's many dropouts with the sound. We got, I can't tell you how many different complaints about the sound. I'm sure it'll improve, and it's only a short-term issue. Thanks a million. We should be able to continue learning the Davi and Shalayim with Mashiach still before Tisha B'Av, your new Talmud, Shruli Wednesday, Brooklyn, by Ira Tenenbaum. Last but not least, I've not looked at a Gemara in 40 years. 40 years, Rabbis. I started to listen to Yeshir in November. That's a long time ago. What is that? 8, 9 months ago? Shortly after my mother was Nifter, and I had not missed a single daf since. That's unbelievable. 8, 9 months straight. I start work every morning at 3 a.m., and afterwards head straight to the gym where I listen to your daf while on the elliptical. I find Yeshir to keep my attention as well as inspire me to devote more time to Torah learning. This new learning regimen has improved my life in countless ways. Thank you, Intiskel of Mitzvahs, Ira Tenenbaum. Gewaldige stuff. Okay. Rabbi, today is Dafe. Also, we're learning the Refuas. There's a girl who's having a brain surgery right now. She's only 3 years old. Esther Miriam Bas Rivka Bela. Right now, as we speak. Unbelievable. She should have a refuah shleima. Oh, and another very important thing I have to mention, that my shver, who's a big, big Baal Ches and Baal Zdaka, he has a campaign going on for all his charity organizations, and he has many. And they're raffling off a private island for 10 days with airfare, with a private kosher chef. It's worth like $50,000, $60,000, which is sponsored by him individually, so the money doesn't go towards that. And you could buy a ticket if you want to give a karsa toif to my wife. TheIslandRaffle.com, and if you put in D-A-F, DAF, you will get a 10% discount. As he's up there. He complained to me that nobody, he said he saw that people from the DAF wrote in that's from the DAF, but they didn't take the discount. He wants them to take the discount. Okay. So here we are. 6 lines from the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. If a sukkah is not 10 tfachim tall, it's possible. Minala, where do we know this? Where do we know that mechitzas in general have to be 10 tfachim? And this is a sugya for Misach Shabbos. This is a sugya for every Erevin sukkah. Itmar, Rav, Verib Chanina, Verib Yoicha, Verib Chaviva Masa. So we have four names here. Rav, Verb Chanina, Verb Yoichana, Verb Chaviva. The Kula Seder Moed, we're in Seder Moed now, in Sukkah. So Shabbos also, we had this exact Lashon. Kolki Aizuga, anytime we have all these four, or these two, Chalufi Reb Yoichanan, Omaile Reb Yoinasan. Instead of it being Rav, Verb Chanina, Verb Yoichanan, it's Rav, Verb Chanina, Verb Yoinasan. So how do I know? Oroin Tisho, Bekapoiris Tefach. So, we had this model here in the Beis Medrash for months, 3-4 months, and we just returned all the models because we were done with Yuma. I woke up yesterday and said, wait a minute, we need the Arim. Call up the guy, no problem, I'll send in a taxi. It's 200 shekel, it's okay, plus rental. Send it. And I forgot about it. But then the doorbell rang like at 12-something in the morning. Who's ringing the door? I go, Mishloach. Okay, so here it is. It was worth it. Worth every penny. This is the Arun. It's starting to fall apart a little bit. Okay. This piece right over here is the kapiris. It's the cover that goes on top of the Arun. Inside the Arun are the luchos. By the way, how much does this weigh in real life? Not this piece right over here. Oh, very good. But how much should it weigh? It's 1.5 amma by 2.5 amma. An amma is 2 feet. So it's 3 by 5. Yeah? Something like that. Okay. How much does it weigh? According to some, this weighs 8 tons. 8 tons. I'll go through the cheshbon here. You can go through the cheshbon. This piece, by the way, right over here. This is a tefach thick. Say, it's a tefach. Tefach is, let's say, called 10 centimeters. And it's made out of pure gold. So this piece, just this plank, a slab of gold, how much does it cost in today's gold? Anybody? Take a wild guess. A slab of gold, 1.5 by 2.5 by 10 centimeters thick. $156 million in today's gold standards, this piece. And the Kruvim, which weigh pretty much the same as this, another $156, $300 million for this in today's gold standards. $58 a gram, whatever, you do the cheshbon. Fine. So it says like this. Aroin tishon. This we know, or we think we know, is 9 tefachim from here to here. Plus, you add this, it's another tefach. Total of 10 tefachim. Harei karasara. Okay, so we have 10. And therefore what? So, tisha, how do we get to 9 tefachim? Because it's a amma and a half. Amma and a half, tall, and each amma is 6 tefachim. So you have 9 tefachim, plus the kapiras, this slab, the $156 million slab, is one tefach. Uchsiv, v'niyati l'cha sham, v'dibarti itcha me'al kapiras. Jibarku tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to meet you over there. This is where we're going to meet. I'm going to talk to you above this, above the kapiras. Top of that heyom and aleph. V'tanya, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, mi'olam le'yorda shechina le'mata, v'le'olu Moshe ve'liyo le'amorei. Because Baruch Hu never came down, his presence never reached the ground. And Moshe Rabbeinu and Eliyahu HaNavi, even though they went up, they never went all the way into Shemayim. They went up to Shemayim, but not into it. Shenemar, HaShemayim, Shemayim Hashem. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Shemayim. And humans, he gave the humans the earth, and he doesn't come down here. So the Gemara has a number of questions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did come down to Har Sinai. So you have to say, he hovered right above. But if we stop right over here, so what's going on? Since, do we continue? Let's stop for here for a second. If 10 Tfachim is another domain, that's where a domain where HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't go below that. So we're in the 10 Tfachim domain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above that. So we know that 10 tefachim above the ground starts a new domain. Otherwise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could go lower, go into 9 tefachim. He doesn't go lower than 10. Because 10 is a new domain. So Mela, the mechitza that we make in this world, not only has to be, not only is it a mechitza between two sides, but also between the higher domain and the lower domain. That's how the Gemara understands. Which is, if I told you this, you think whoever wrote this is off his rocker, but it's Rishonim that say this. They say, why is it that we don't do Kiddush Levana at night, on Friday night? Anybody think about it? We never do Kiddush Levana Friday night. Yontif, why not? Huh? Because they asked the Rashba didn't agree with it, but others do. It's because you're going into another domain, you're leaving the Tchum. I mean, and the Rashi says, what are you talking about? I'm making a bracha. I'm talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not going to the moon. But the Maharil says, no, that is the reason. He says, that is the reason. Okay. Voksiv, Ayir Lashem al Harisin and Lamal Masor. Voksiv, Va'amdu Ragal. This is a little bit stronger of a question because it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu's feet, Kaviyachal, are going to stand by Yomahu al Harazesim. Baslavai is going to stand on Harazesim. Now over here it's a little bit harder to say Lamala Masar, but nevertheless the Gemara says Lamala Masar Tfachim. The Gemara added one little, if you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu went by Yered Hashem, he came down on our scene, okay, but this is even stronger. Vamdu, Raglov, he literally stood there. No, also, he stood above 10 Tfachim. Eliyahu, Moshe Be'eliyahu Amarim, is it true that Moshe never went into Shemayim Baksiv? Moshe Allah El Ha'elokim. Lamala Masar. He went below 10 tefachim of Shemayim. Voksiv, vayal Eliyahu basara Shemayim, lemadra asara. Voksiv, me'achas pnei kisei. So, Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned. What's going on here? It has to be out. Yeah, I forgot my bed. How's the sound? Tachlis, how's the sound? We're good? Better than yesterday? I don't want to see those emails again. I think you should come down and start over. Let's go back to the old equipment. Yo, you want to come here? Sit next to your father? It's embarrassing. Huh? Down there? So you're making it harder and the sound is worse. So what do you gain? Nothing. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu is concerned that the Malachim are going to destroy him. He wants to take the Torah away. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, all you need to do is hold on to my kisei, to my throne. Parshas, he says an interesting word, Parshas Olav Anonim. What does Parshas mean? Parshas, if you look under the word in your Gemara, Parshas, there's three words. Sheperash Shakai Miziv Shkinasoi. It's a Rosh HaTevis. The word Parshas is actually a combination of three words. Perash, he spread, Shakai, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Miziv Shkinasoi. He gave away from his Shechina, V'onan Olav, and he covered him. He gave him a protection, a layer of protection. So, how's it possible? You see that Moshe Rabbeinu went into Shemayim to get this protection? Says the Gemara, Matama Soro. No, once again, it has to be that this all occurred 10 tfachim below Shemayim. Mikol Mokoi, Me'achas Penikisei. But it says Mefurish that Moshe Rabbeinu grabbed onto the throne, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chair. How did he grab the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei's in Shemayim, not below Shemayim? Says the Gemara, Ishtarbuve, Ishtarbuve, like Kisei Adasara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowered the Kisei all the way to the border. And Memela, he put his hand was still under 10. The chair was exactly at the end, and that's where he touched the kisei, and that's how he got the protection. Where? By the way, I forgot to tell you, Uncle Phil gave me one of these paddles that David has, and it says, stop, you missed the word. It's miyuchet for you. You're the guy that does that. You're the official one. No, he gave it to you. I have it. No, he gave it to me. I have it. I'm going to give it to you as a gift. Bishloim aroin tisho. D'chsiv asu aroin atzi shitim amosayim v'chetzi orkoi v'am v'chetzi rochboi v'am v'chetzi komosoi. Everything is in halves. 1.5 by 2.5 by 1.5. So we know exactly how large this box is. So 1.5 this way, 2.5 the length, and 1.5 the height. I'm not sure that this is accurate because it looks like this is a little bit narrower than, okay. But, no, you mean the top fits in there, you're right. Okay, good. Good point. Hello, kapoyer stefach min olo, and how do we know the thickness of the kapoyers? That's not mentioned in the Torah. The Torah of Chanino, kol akeim shosa moishin is nosno beim Torah midas orkon, umidas rochman, umidas kimosan. Kapoyers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave all the measurements, the height, the width, the length, but the kapoyres, which is this, not to be confused with the paroiches, the kapoyres is this slat of gold. Midas arko, midas rochbon nosno, midas koy maso loy nosno. We don't know how thick it is. Say, it might be, instead of $156 million, it might be $1 million. Maybe it's a millimeter, I don't know. Say, Lamad, pachoshe bekelim, shenemar. Oh, what's the pachas bekelim? Va'asisa loy mizgeres toifach soviv. So we have a mizgeres by the shulchan. This is the shulchan. This is the table. On top of this, you have the loaves of bread. 12 loaves of bread. Interesting shape. We went through it in Yuma. So right over here, you have a mizgeres. It's an ornate thing over here. And that is the smallest of the kelim. Vasislam is geres toifach soviv. Malalon tefach, afkan tefach. This is one tefach thick. So too, when it comes to the kapoyres, it's one tefach thick. As the Gemara of Venelef Mekelim Gufayu, why are you learning from one part of the shulchan? Learn from the whole shulchan, let's say. 1.5 amah should be. Maybe this should be 1.5 amah thick, $1 billion worth of gold, whatever it is. Who told, you go into one piece, the mizgeres of a shulchan, where did you get that from? Says the Gemara, tofasta meruba loy tofasta. If you're trying to grab something, and you grab too much, you're not going to grab anything. See, so it in life. Tofasta mua tofasta. So we go for the lower amount. Now, there's a lot that we could talk about over here. Stam, as you say this in life, in real estate, I have a neighbor, Noam's neighbor as well, I think he made a critical error in real estate. Why? He put his house on the market 2 months ago, but he's asking an astronomical price. So he priced himself out of the market. Tafasa Maruba. A lot of people come and they see, they hear the price, they don't even negotiate. If you're not in negotiable terms, there's nothing to talk about. Then you lose all these clients. Tafasa Maruba. Now, when it comes to Torah also, Tafasa Maruba like Tafasa, and that I mentioned the first day of Sukkah. Why? Because a few people came to me and they said they're so behind now, we're learning Sukkah and they're starting Sukkah. They want to catch up from the beginning of Daf Yomi. That's 550 daf. How are you going to catch up 550 daf? It's 20% of the shots. I think it's Atzis HaYetzer, really. It's Atzis HaYetzer. Why? Because the Yetzer Hara sees you doing so well. You're doing a daf. It's not as you're part of Chabura's group. He says, you know what? Do another daf. I think you should do two daf a day. Now, if you're established and you're good to go, okay, so you can add a little tire. But right away, to start thinking about, okay, let's also do brachas. That's the Fasim Aruba. Stop, you say. A lot of times, that's how he gets you. Let's do more. And more, you fall on that more, and then you don't even do the little tafasta muad, tafasta. I still like the idea of Shas is a Ferris wheel. You heard that one? Shas is a Ferris wheel. It doesn't matter who said that Shas starts at brachas, maybe Shas starts at gittin. It's okay, so it starts, in the Shas, it starts at brachas. And MetLife is at brachas. Okay, but you could also start in the middle of nowhere, you can start at any masechta, it's gewaldig. Okay. You can come on the cruise if you do most of Shas. We'll let you, if you start Shas now by Sukkah and you finish with us by Nida, we'll let you on the cruise. Or we'll pick you up at different locations, says Hillel. Very, very good. It's a Ferris wheel. The cruise is a Ferris wheel. We go in a circle. We'll meet you in Italy. We'll take you from Italy to, okay, great. Ah! It's Machlaikis. Vinele if mitzitz. Oh. This also came in the Mishloach yesterday. Tzitz. This is a piece of gold that, midirabbanan, it's two finger breadths. Like this. That's how wide it is. Which is a lot less than a tefach. It's maybe two fingers. We don't even know that, but that's the shilling. This is what the Kohen Gadol wears on his forehead. Goes from side to side, from ear to ear, sort of. And doima kimintashel zav, like a piece of gold, virachav shteitz bais. It's two finger breadths. Umukiv ma'ezin la'ezin. Vekasav olav beis shitin. There are two rows of words. Yud ke milamala. Here it says lashem. This is, I don't know where he got this shitin from. This is an interesting one. I'm not going with this one. Yud ke milamala. V'kodesh lamed milamato. It says kodesh lamed. I don't know. He put the lamed up here. Maybe Bedafka wanted to. Let me just show you how Rashi learns the sugya. It's very simple stuff. It's just the kodesh lashem are in two different rows. This is Rashi. The lashem, because it's Hashem's name.
Kol halashon.
Yudke vavke is on top. It says kodesh lamed. Hashem on top. That's how Rashi learns it. Tosis learns it differently. This, maybe Misvara, this makes a little bit more sense to us. Kodesh La, like the way we read, just Hashem is higher up. I don't know if you could see it so well. I don't see it. Can't see? Now you can see a little bit more. Here, let me just show Rashi for a second. Leave it there for a second. Here. Yeah, I figured it'll be hard to see. Okay. Hashem is by himself. Hashem, the name of Hashem is by itself. Now, look for a second in Tosis, top Tosis. I make it easy for you. It's a very short Tosis and it's top. Yud ke milamala. Aval bish yud ke shem gomut. Ein ze hoige shem boitzi yosef. What Tosis is trying to say here is, why is the Gemara using yud ke instead of yud ke vav ke? Because the Gemara understands if you say yud hey, vav, and I'm not going to say the next one, that's saying Hashem's name. So the Gemara wanted to avoid saying Hashem's name. So the Gemara says just the first two letters, yud, kei. But Tosfos asks, yud, kei is also Hashem's name. The Gemara didn't get anything. Yeah, you didn't say the full Shem Hashem, the yud, kei, vav, kei name. But you said yud, kei, ka, Hashem, tzvakos. So, Even the Eidim Askirim, the Shame, Shame Shalom. You're trying to say the full name, the four. And he said two out of the four, that's not Hashem's name. Then he says another Teretz, that Hoyge Hashem Yosef is the 42 letter. Okay. The Chassam Sofer writes to his son-in-law. Who's the Chassam Sofer's son-in-law? Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He writes to him, he says, from this Tosfos, this is where we get the minog, the Shva, you're right. So he writes to his Shver, that, who's the Chassam Sofer's son-in-law? I don't know. He writes his father, and he says, what? Oh, very good. He writes to him, he says that from this Tosfos you see, that he's supposed to say like we say, Yud K. So he proves from here that you're supposed to say the letter Kuf instead of Hey. Because if you say Hey, Yud, and then a Hey, you're saying Hashem's name. This is the only reason why you're not saying Hashem's name is because you're trying to say four letters. But if you just said Yud, Yud, Hey, and you're saying a two-letter name of Hashem, that's enough to be over on saying Hashem's name, even if you're spelling it out. Do not spell out Hashem's name, says Chassam Sofer. The only way to say it, the only way to spell it out is Yud, and use a different letter in the Alabes, like a K. Yud K. So if you ever wonder why people say Yud K Vav K, this place is right here, Sukkah Daf Hey, Omid Aleph. I was in Rome because of all of Kodesh Lashem Bishita Achas. So Rabbi Yossi says, I was in Rome, and it looks like this, Gershon, if you want to zoom in so they can see. It was literally like we write it, it's straight in, straight. Kodesh Lashem. I saw it with my own eyes. How did he see with his own eyes? So we just had a story, but it's kedai to repeat the story for all those who didn't hear the story. It's a long, long story. It's an amud of Gemara. I'll try to be mekatzer real quickly. The Gemara says that the Romans made three gzeiros, that Klal Yisrael shouldn't keep Shabbos, Bris Milah, and Taharas HaMishpacha. So, Rabbi Ruvein, it's a Rubli, he went to the Romans, and he dressed up like a Roman. What did he do? He did one of these haircuts. Remember this, Maisa? He had long hair in the back, nothing in the front, and went to them. He said, it makes zero sense what you're doing to the Jews. If you hate them, make them poor by not working on Shabbos. Don't give them that extra day. Make their bodies weak by giving them Bris Milah, and let them keep Taharas HaMishpacha. They won't have children. He said, oh, Maridic idea. But then they figured, they realized he's Jewish. So they went back to the Gzeira and they said, who could undo this? Reb Shimon bar Yochai, that's Meluva Menisim. Reb Shimon bar Yochai said, I don't want to go by myself. I want to go with Reb Lezer, Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi, the father, said, no way, you're dangerous. Reb Shimon bar Yochai is one of the most dangerous people on earth. If he looked at you, he'd destroy you. He promised he's not going to do anything. The promise didn't last very long because somebody asked the Shaila and Reb Yossi interjected and he said, Rabbi Lazar said the answer, and Rabbi Yochai looked at him, and he almost died. Until somebody stepped on his neck by mistake, and the thing went, the kids are. The bottom line is, Ben Tamalia and Deshed shows up, and says, I'm here to help you. Rabbi Yochai started crying. He says, Hagar the Shifcha, she got Malachim, and I get a shade, Ben Tamalia. Nevertheless, he used Ben Tamalia, they came up with they devised a plan. He's gonna jump into the Romans, see the Caesar's daughter's body, possess her, make her Meshuga, and then Reb Shimon bar Yochai is going to show up and tell him to leave, and then he's going to be the hero. And that's what happened. So he comes to the king, he says, I can heal your daughter. He walks over and says, okay, Ben Tamalian tricks over. Ben Tamalian leaves, she becomes normal, and then the king says, you guys could go into my Oitzer, take whatever you want, look whatever you want. And they went in there, and sure enough, they see this. And they saw the other stuff, they saw this. And they saw, Rabbi Lazar says, I saw that it says Kodesh Lashem in one line. What are you telling me? It's up and down, right and left. It's not true. Okay. First. Halavai. But it is there. Of course it's there. Of course there. How do you know it's not there? Nachman was there. He didn't see it. All right. This is the Maisa. Today I didn't have to make up a ma'isa. I found it right in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, so why don't I learn from the tzitz? The bottom line is, this is two etzbais, not a full tefach. Says the Gemara, donim kli mikli, bin donim kli mitachshit. This is more of a tachshit, of jewelry. It's not a real kli. This is a kli. This is a vessel. This is something the Kohen Gadol wears. It's like a necklace. Tachshit. Bin elef mezer. Zer is an ornament thing that we have around the Mizbeach, which the Eilah wanted to buy for me. Good thing they didn't. They almost bought me a $2,000 Mizbeach. Around the Shulchan. Here, you have this. Like, this is an ornate thing. This is ornate, a Zer. Now, there's no shear for it. It could be less than a finger. It says Gemara, don't clean me, cleave, and don't clean me, hechsher clean. It's not part of the kli. It's not the kli. It's something that ornates the kli. Yachim is nami hechsher klihu. So what about this guy? This I might have said this is there. This is a mizgeres here. I want to see what the mizgeres looks like on the shulchan if it's by itself. This guy right over here. So that Gemara says is machloikis how exactly this mizgeres went. If the mizgeres is down here and this plank like. This design over here, this plank lays on it. So it's actually part of the shulchan, it's part of the kli. If it's like this, where the zer, the mezgeres, I call the zer, when the mezgeres is on top, like this guy, then it's not there to carry a load. It's there for beauty. So it's a problem. Yachim mezgeres nami, yachshir kliu. Says the Gemara, mezgeres l'matoi, so. No, look. It's down here. It's to hold the kapayres. That's great. At the end of the day, if it goes like this, it's only an ornate thing, but it's not to hold anything. Says the Gemara, Elo, don dover, shenasu torah midah, midover, shenasu torah midah. The kapayres, for the most part, has measurements and dimensions. We know how wide it is. Excuse me. We know how wide, we know how long, we just don't know how thick. Okay. But for the most part, it has measurements. So let's learn the kapayres from something that has a measurement. That's why I can't learn from here. This is Chachamim said two fingers. Zer has zero shear. So this is Ravun Omar Mihocha. Al penei hakapayres kedma. You're supposed to sprinkle the blood of the bull, which we learned in Yuma, on the kapayres, so towards the kapayres right here, and it uses the lashon of penei, the face of. So what's the face of? Ve'ein panim pachas mitefach. A human face is no less than one tefach. You do this? I could tell you my favorite joke now, but I'm not going to say it. I'm worried that maybe the guy that almost beat me up for saying the joke is listening. So daf hey amud beis ve'ema ka'ape de bar yuchni. Bar yuchni we also had in the end of Yuma. Bar yuchni is a giant bird who laid an egg and buried with its drowned 60 cities. We discussed it. Is it a guzma? Sometimes shom aleichem. Sometimes the Gemara. Use it as a guzma. Sometimes it's just a reference. Like we said, somebody was masber with a drop of ink, he wiped out 60 cities. Meaning he wrote something and that was able to wipe, it was a xera, just a signature. So over here also, whatever it means. But maybe it's the giant face of a giant animal. I don't know, a blue whale. Who told you that's not the face of the blue whale? Or an elephant? Tafasta relate to fasto, tafasta mua, tafasta. So once again, we have that. You saw it. If you have two measurements, grab the smaller measurement. Oh, you want to grab the smaller measurement? By the way, we just turned to the payment base sponsored by the MDY Tehillim group. For all those who need Shiduchim, Refu, and Yeshuas, it's a group. You know, those constant groups, people are constantly doing Tehillim. They go around the clock, around the Tehillim, they finish, and they keep on giving out Tehillim to people. So please join Tehillim.8mindav.com. Well, there's very small creatures out there. We're talking about, I never saw a picture. I should have looked it up. Somebody said that he has hummingbirds in his backyard. He's never seen the egg of a, we're talking about the eggs of a, over here's the face of a, I saw a hummingbird once that was the size of like a bumblebee, literally, like this, a large bumblebee, tiny, tiny bird. So maybe it's the face of a tiny bird. Nope, he actually has a gzereshava. Sivacha el pnei kaparis over here by the aron and the kaparis, it says the word pnei. Uchsiv hasam meis pnei Yitzchak avid, the face of Yitzchak. And memela, a human being has at least a tefach in his face. Maybe it's the face of a malach, someone that, that, that resides up there in the heaven. Obviously it's much larger than our faces. The Sif Kirais Pnei Elohim Batir Tzeini. Once again, Tafasta Meruba, like Tafasta, Tafasta Muot, Tafasta, the Gemara wants to ingrain it in us. Don't try to chap. All I remember once seeing this video, a true video, like there's a radio station that let a guy go into a bank and grab as much money as he wants, like for a minute. And he's grabbed, but half of his money started, like he's grabbing so much, half of it fell to the floor. It's funny to watch. Like, you just chap. Think what you're taking, how to take it, and then you'll be matzliach. V'neilef mikruv, d'chsiv, elak ha-poyres, you pnei ha-kruvim. These guys right here, the kruvim. Now, the kruvim are only 10 tfachim tall. How big is a human being? A lot more than 10 tfachim. So if the kruv is 10 tfachim tall, that means his face is smaller than a human face. So maybe you should learn from the face of a kruv that's less than a tevach. Who told you to learn from the face of Yitzchak and say that's a tevach? Or Rabbi Yaakov Gemiri, infinite kruv and chusim tevach. It's not true. Yet it might be not, it's not. Maybe it's not very proportionate, but nevertheless, their face, the face of the kruvim, had a tevach on it. You're right. Instead of Rav Huna running all the way to Yitzchak in Bereishis, he's going right here to the parsha. We're talking about a kapiris. How thick is the kapiris? The size of the face of the kruvim that lay on top of the kapiris. There's no reason to go to another pasuk. The kruv is a tefach, so therefore the kapiris, the thickness of the kapiris is a tefach. Umay kruv. Now let's just talk about for a second, what's this kruv? What does it mean, kruv? Orevavo kravio. It's like a child. Oh, mamish, Mark Ashkenazi is mechaven. He sponsored today's shir for all the children that are learning the daf. Even those who started from beginning of Shas, like Akiva Solwen, and Eli, and who else? Where is he? Gotta go to school. Does it count? We count half. Yeah, you're in charge of the trip, so it counts. Counts. Fine. There, oh, how you doing, Mark? I just saw him on the screen. They put him on the screen for a second. Okay. Anyways, so we're talking about children here. Karavia, the kruv looks like a child. She came with Bavel, currently Yenuka, Ravio. You just take off the kuf, the chaf, and you have Ravio. One of them looked like a kruv. What, a child is not a human? Some children are not. But Bederach Klal, children are human beings, and they, you know what I'm talking about. Those behavior, whatever. That guy's a tzaddik. So one of them looks like a human. One of them does not look like a human. Looks like a kruv. So what's going on here? So it can't be that kruv means human. We used to think that kruv looked like pigeons, no? Like, why did I have that in my mind? Somewhere. I don't know. Hainu kruv pnei, says Gemara. Hainu kruv, hainu adam. Ape raver revev, ape zutre. No, kruv is a child. And adam means an adult. One looked like a child, one looked like an adult. No, we said that when Klal Yisrael was behaving nicely, then they embraced. Yeah. Okay. They didn't just face each other. They hugged. They embraced. If you're learning from the kruvim, from these guys, so how do we know? We discussed that the schach needs to be above 10 tfachim. And if it's a millimeter below 10 tfachim, it's already dirusrucho, etc. But how do we know? If we're going to learn from the kruvim, the top, on top it's 10 tfachim. Not underneath, with the wings, with everything is 10 tfachim. So by us also, with the schach, it should be 10 tfachim. And it's a bomb kasha. We don't know that. We can't answer it. It's amazing, I think, that we're just a few days before Tisha B'Av, and we're discussing these things, the Beis HaMikdash and Beis Olamim. Beis Olamim, the house that lasts forever. Meaning the Beis HaMikdash. Beis Olamim Gomar, the Chsiv, V'Habayis Asher Bona HaMelech Shleim HaLashem, Shishim Amah Arkoi, V'Eshim Rochboi, U'Shloishim Amah Kamasai. How tall was it? 30 Amah, about 60 feet. Chsiv, Choymas HaKruv HaEchad, Eser Ba'amah. The Kruvim, in Shleim's Beis HaMikdash, the first one, were 10 Amah tall. The Kruvim by Shlomo HaMelech, they stood on the ground. They weren't on top of the Aron, and they wore one third the height of the entire Beis HaMikdash. The height was 30, and they stood. There were 10. So Memela and Beis Sheni also the same exact thing in terms of the proportion. Mishkanami Kruvim Mishlisha Baisim Moimdim. Mishkan Kamahavi. How tall was the Mishkan? Eser amos. It was 10 amos. Uchsiv, eser amos or yachakeresh. Kama havelu. How much is 10 amos? Each amos is made out of 6 tfachim. So 10 times 6 is how much? 60. Shitin pushchei. Talte kama havelu. How much is a third of 60? Eser pushchei, 20. Da'al asar da'arvay mikapiris. Now, we take off the 10 tfachim of the aroy. The top is 20. But if you remove 10 of the base, so you left 10 for the Kruvim. Need this? Okay. If we didn't have the exact model, then we would have this picture, which is also very nice. This is the kapparis that we're talking about. Okay. The whole thing, 8 tons. Make the cheshbon, you'll see. It comes out. I also didn't believe it. I started doing the math, and that's what it came out. Hoshalu asara. Uchsiv, ahoyu akruvim parsech nofayim lemala. Soichichim mechanfeim al kapparis. So, the wings, these wings are above the kapparis. Lemala, soichim, how much? Since the Torah uses the word lemala, it's above the 10 tefachim. So, in other words, the inside, when you're inside the sukkah, you have a 10 tefachim. Who told you that their wings were above their head? Maybe their wings were with their head. It says lemala, it's a little bit above. Vema, the middle tuva. Maybe it's way above. So they discuss, how come over here we don't say Tafasim Ruv Tafasim? We have maybe a better answer. Rabbi Yashiv says, I saw another answer. Michsiv Lemala Lemala. Doesn't say Lemala. If it would say Lemala Lemala, you're right. It's a lot. But the fact is that it says Lemala, we have a better answer than Tafasim Ruv, because Lemala means exactly, directly right above. Honicha Lirmeya Doma Kalami, so you bait in the ice. There's 3 measurements in Amos. There's the 5, the 6, and the 6 and a finger. So, if you say, like Rameh, until now we're talking about that every Amma is 6. So how much is 1.5 Amma? 1 Amma is 6. How much is a half Amma? 3. 3 plus 6 is 9. So this, we said, the Aron is 9, plus 1 Tevach of the Kapparis is a total of 10. That's great if you say that an Amma is 6. But if you say, Rashi just points out real quickly because it's already 8 o'clock, that if you look at the Mizbeach, you see, Chaval, we don't have a Mizbeach. Everything is 6 Tfachim, but within the Mizbeach itself, the blue areas are the 5 Tfachim measurements. This is the Yisoid, the base. This is the Soivev, where the Kohen walks, that's only 5, it's an Amma 5. And the actual Keren, it's 6 tefachim tall, it's an Amma tall, but it's only 5 tefachim, it's an Amma 5 tefachim wide. And then, Rashi brings also that this, the Mizbech HaPnimi, or we call it Mizbech HaZov, Mizbech HaKtoires, is also made out of 5 tefachim Amma. We're talking about a five amah that's made out of five tvachim. So look at this real quickly. I have to speak to the tech guy. I couldn't draw anymore on my computer, so I did it by hand. But it comes out that if amah is five tvachim, so five times one and a half is seven and a half tvachim. So seven and a half plus the kaparis, which is one, equals eight and a half. We have a total height of 20 from top to bottom. If you take 8.5 out of 20, what are you left with? 11.5. So it comes out that the kruvim are 11.5 tfachim, not 10. So maybe a sukkah should be, schach has to be, at least 11.5 tfachim. So now you left for the kruvim 11.5. It's a halacha, Moshe Messinai, says the Gemara. It's not a pasuk. And tomorrow we're going to learn this a lot deeper. Shiurim, all shiurim, revias, kizayis, chatzitza that we're going to learn tomorrow. That you go to mikveh, you can't have a chatzitza on your skin. Umechitin, all the mechitzas of sukkah, Shabbos, halacha, le Moshe Messinai. Have a wonderful day. Morning, how are you, Yaakov?
Hold on. Whatever you say is going to be recorded. Unless you don't mind.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.